ever heard that phrase, autonomy breeds excellence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be diving deep into that idea today,
Yeah.
kind of exploring how, giving people the freedom to really own their work can lead to, well, incredible results.
Yeah.
And you might be surprised where we're getting some insights from today.
Oh, really?
It's a former member of Eurocorp,
Okay.
now a sales director.
Wow.
Talk about a unique blend of experiences.
Right. It wouldn't be the first place you'd think to look for leadership lessons.
Exactly. So, quick background for our listeners who may not be familiar. Eurocorps, it's this multinational military organization, kind of like the rapid response team for the EU.
I see.
So they need to be able to deploy anywhere, anytime, and work seamlessly together despite coming from all these different backgrounds, speaking different languages.
Oh, wow.
High pressure situation.
Yeah, and that's actually what makes it such a fascinating training ground for a leader, I think, in any field, but especially sales. Just think about the adaptability and resilience you'd need in that kind of environment. Not to mention the ability to build trust and collaborate effectively with people from all walks of life.
Absolutely. And our author really highlights this challenging beginning he had at Eurocorp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talks about outdated infrastructure, language barriers, even just the fact that like German and French soldiers mainly stuck to themselves at first.
Wow.
Talk about a tough start, right?
Yeah.
But then he describes this amazing transition.
Right.
As things evolved, collaboration improved, operations became smoother.
That evolution speaks volumes, don't you think? It tells me they managed to create a structure that balanced, like agility, with a unity of purpose.
Yeah.
Something crucial for any fast response team, really,
Yeah.
whether it's military or a sales force facing a rapidly changing market.
It's that organized chaos thing,
You're right.
right? Where you have clear goals and strategies, but within that framework, you're giving people the freedom to operate and innovate.
Precisely. And this is where that idea of autonomy breeds excellence really comes into play. The author took this key lesson from Eurocorp and kind of wove it into his sales leadership style. So instead of micromanaging, he focuses on empowering his team to own their work and contribute their unique strengths.
So it's not just about trusting people to do their jobs,
Yeah.
it's trusting them to figure out the best way to do their jobs,
Yeah.
right?
Exactly. And research even backs this up. Self-determination theory, for example, shows that when people feel a sense of autonomy in their work, it fuels their intrinsic motivation.
Makes sense.
They're not just going through the motions, they're engaged, invested, more likely to go above and beyond.
Which makes sense when you think about it. I mean, no one likes to be micromanaged.
Right.
It's stifling.
Yeah.
But when you're given the space to own your work, to experiment, to maybe even stumble a bit and learn from it,
Right.
that's where real growth and innovation happen.
Couldn't agree more. And this ties directly into the trust and ownership aspects we've been talking about. It's not about giving people free rein and hoping for the best. It's about providing clear expectations, fostering open communication, and then stepping back to let them shine.
And that's a balance that our author seems to have struck really well.
He
Yeah.
talks about, the importance of frequent communication. Like he mentions doing these like daily check-ins with his team,
Okay.
which on the surface you might think, well, does that kind of go against this whole autonomy thing?
Right.
But
Yeah.
it sounds like it's more about just staying connected,
Yeah.
addressing any roadblocks, making sure everyone feels supported.
It's like that old saying, trust but verify,
All
right?
right.
You're not looking over their shoulders constantly, but you are creating a space for open dialogue and feedback, which is crucial for making sure things stay on track.
And it probably helps prevent those moments where someone, might be hesitant to speak up or ask for help because they're afraid of looking like they can't handle things on their own.
Exactly. It normalizes asking for help.
Yeah, which is so important in any team environment, but especially one that values autonomy, because even the most independent worker needs support sometimes.
Oh, for sure. Now, it wasn't all smooth sailing for our author.
Right.
He talks about some of the challenges he faced, especially with like frequent changes in upper management.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we can all relate to that feeling of having the rug pulled out from under you just when you've, found your groove.
Oh, absolutely. Those leadership changes can be so disruptive.
A worse.
It's like having to start from square one, rebuilding trust, proving yourself all over again.
Ugh.
And for a team that thrives on autonomy, that can be especially jarring because it can feel like that autonomy is being questioned or even threatened.
Right. Like suddenly you have to justify your every move again. And then on top of that, he mentions struggling to find the right people to join his team.
Really?
Even having positions open for like up to 2 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the challenge of finding people who not only have the right skills, but also fit the culture he's cultivated, right?
Yeah.
A culture of self-motivation, proactiveness, ownership.
Yeah.
You can teach skills, but those inherent qualities,
yeah,
much harder to instill.
He specifically mentions like organizational skills, a willingness to work hard, and a proactive approach. Like those are some of the key things he looks for in new hires.
Yeah.
Which makes sense in the context of this leadership style, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If someone needs constant hand-holding or shies away from taking initiative, they're probably not going to thrive in an environment where autonomy is the norm.
Right.
He's looking for people who are comfortable with a certain level of ambiguity.
Yeah.
Who are excited to kind of roll up their sleeves and figure things out.
Yeah.
Even if it means maybe making a few mistakes along the way.
Which is easier said than done.
Right.
Especially in a field like sales. I mean, this is where, you know, building relationships is so crucial.
Yeah.
And then throw in the curveball of COVID-19.
Okay.
And suddenly that whole dynamic of, you know, in-person meetings and relationship building gets flipped on its head.
Right. That's where the author's emphasis on adaptability really shines through. He talks about how, you know, the pandemic really impacted his team's willingness to travel for those face-to-face meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Which is totally understandable.
Of course.
But it forced them to find new ways to connect with clients,
yeah,
and build those crucial relationships.
And it really highlights that fact that while in-person interaction can be so valuable, it's not the be-all and end-all.
Yeah.
Sometimes a well-timed phone call or a thoughtful email,
right,
or even like a really creative video conference can be just as effective, if not more so in certain situations.
Absolutely. It's about being adaptable,
yeah,
and finding what works best for each,
yeah,
client and situation.
Right.
But I think even more importantly, it's about recognizing that the way we work is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And being open to adapting along with it.
So we've got this fascinating thread of autonomy, trust, and adaptability running through the author's journey here.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, the high-stakes world of Eurocorp to the ever-evolving landscape of sales.
Yeah.
But what really struck me was this one line towards the end of the article where he says, here it is. He says, "You do not need a background. It's just hard work every day from day one till the end." It's such a simple statement.
Yeah.
But so powerful.
It really is. And it speaks to the idea that success isn't about where you come from or what you've already achieved.
Right.
It's about consistency, dedication,
mm-hmm,
and that unwavering commitment to just showing up and doing the work day in and day out.
And that ties back to the autonomy piece, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because you can have all the freedom and flexibility in the world.
Right.
But if you're not intrinsically motivated, if you're not willing to put in the effort,
it doesn't matter.
Then none of it really matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Autonomy isn't a free pass. It's an opportunity. It's about taking ownership of your work, your development, and ultimately your success.
And that kind of begs the question for me. How can you apply these principles?
Right.
Like autonomy, trust, adaptability.
Yeah.
In your own work, whether you're leading a team, managing projects, or even just, you know, trying to be more effective in your current role.
Right.
There's something here for everyone.
I completely agree. It's about shifting from a mindset of like waiting for instructions to one of seeking opportunities to contribute.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly empowering,
yeah,
no matter where you are in your career.
Like he's saying you don't need a fancy title or like a team reporting to you to embrace autonomy.
Right.
You can cultivate it within, you know, your own sphere of influence.
Precisely. Take initiative, own your projects, communicate proactively, build trust with your colleagues. These are all ways to create kind of micro pockets of autonomy, even within a more traditional work environment.
So to wrap up this deep dive, we've gone from like, you know, the battlefields of Europe,
mm-hmm,
to the boardrooms of the business world.
It's quite a journey.
And what have we learned?
Yeah, what have we learned?
That autonomy, trust, adaptability, these aren't just buzzwords.
Right.
They're powerful principles,
yeah,
that can transform how we work and how we lead.
And it's that thread of consistency, that dedication to hard work, and that continuous improvement that really allows autonomy to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about slacking off. It's about owning your growth and striving for excellence every single day.
And that's what we'd love to hear from you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Have you experienced this autonomy breeds excellence phenomenon firsthand. Maybe you've seen it in your own workplace. Maybe you've, you know, implemented it yourself.
Yeah.
Share your thoughts, your experiences. You can find us on our website, social media. We'd love to keep this conversation going.
Because at the end of the day, this goes beyond just one person's story. It's about tapping into something really fundamental about, you know, human motivation and potential.
Absolutely. And that's what these deep dives are all about, sparking those aha moments.
Right.
Encouraging you to think differently about things.
Yeah.
And hopefully inspiring you to make some positive changes in your own work and life.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those brain gears turning.
And remember, the power to create positive change, often it's within your grasp. Just start by asking yourself, what can I own today?